to the Skin in the City podcast.
The city may not be for everyone, but skin is.
I'm Casey Boone.
And I'm Haley Kerfis, and we're here to have some fun.
After 15 years in the beauty industry, I know a few things about skin. Join me and my friends to learn all about skincare, being an esthetician, and what it takes to be in this industry. Happy Monday.
Thank you. You too. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good.
What did you do?
My new favorite thing, because Brandon bought us bikes for Christmas, mm-hmm. is we've been bike riding, and we've been taking the bikes like all over the place. We went to Ventura.
Okay.
Ventura Beach.
Yeah.
And ate some potato tacos and cruised around, of course, stopped for a matcha latte, mm-hmm. and it was lovely.
That sounds lovely.
It really was.
Did you wear sunscreen?
Of course I did. Brandon actually has a Zinc It Over sunscreen. We also have, we're like those people, like he made me buy a helmet and we have like camel packs. we have our water. And so I gave Brandon a Zinc It Over spray sunscreen that lives in his camel pack. So we can spray our face and our body, you know, because sometimes we'll be out on the bikes for like a couple hours.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I know. So if you guys haven't checked out Zinc It Over, you should. It's my favorite summertime spray sunscreen, and use code GLOW10 for 10% off. Just heads up.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
That wasn't planned, but I'm just sharing it with you.
I like the Seaside Escape, if I'm going to get specific.
Get specific. The Seaside Escape is literally like a little vacation that you spray on your face.
Is it weird to use that if you're also at the beach?
No, I think that's like perfect.
Like, on brand?
So on brand for the beach.
So good.
Okay, so what did you do this weekend?
Well, yesterday was Easter.
Yeah.
Which I love Easter. So it was just nice being with the family and relaxing, and we don't have any little ones to do Easter egg hunts at the moment, so I'm missing that.
Like, I know.
When we were kids, it used to be so fun.
I know. I do miss the Easter egg hunts. I would always get the most money.
Wow.
I mean, the most eggs that had the most money.
Papa put money in our eggs.
So we had a cool grandpa who wouldn't put chocolate in the eggs. He was putting money in the eggs.
Cha-ching!
So we had like a whole slew of cousins, mm-hmm. and I was like second to oldest, but I was always known to, you know, get the most eggs and make the most money. So my competitive spirit has, you know, been since I was born. Literally. I think there was like one time, so my older cousin, Josh, he's the only one that was older than me, but only by like a couple months. There was always this like competitive streak, like who's going to get more money, Casey mm-hmm. or Josh?
Yeah,
it was usually me.
Yeah.
Until he got bigger than me. Mm-hmm. Then he started winning. Now he's like huge.
He's a gigantic beast mode.
Yeah.
And he can reach all the high places and all
that. Yeah, but by the time we were that old, we weren't really doing Easter egg hunts as much.
Yeah, I'm ready to start it back up.
I'm ready too. So fun.
Yeah.
Money.
Money, honey.
Money, honey.
So anyway.
Anyhow.
So the weekend was good.
Weekend was so good.
Ready to be back at work.
Yeah.
And we have an amazing episode for you today.
We do. I'm so excited to share this conversation that we had with you with Andrea, the owner of DermaPlus. She is so sweet. She's so cute. I her and I have been friends on Insta for a while. Mm-hmm. We've always like DMing each other. And, you know, I thought it'd be fun to have her on for a conversation because we actually have similar stories, but different, right? It's always
totally
a little bit different. But
totally
she's the same age as me. She's been in the industry since she was, you know, 17 or 18 years old, mm-hmm. was a makeup artist, turned esthetician. And then she actually acquired a business. She bought DermaPlus 7 years ago from the esthetician who originally owned it. Mm-hmm. So it's cool. I love to hear her story. I think mm-hmm. you guys are going to love it. She has so much good insight on, I mean, everything from like just working with your intuition, how she created some of her own products.
Yeah, it was awesome. And she was also kind enough to share a discount code for you guys.
So yes.
If you want to shop on her store and use code DermaPlus15 for 15% off your order.
Yeah. So check her website out and use the code. She has some really great skincare and some really cute accessories and skincare tools.
Yeah. I'm really into the bamboo.
The enzyme bamboo scrub?
Yes.
I know. Can't wait to try that.
I can't wait either.
And I also love her bamboo reusable cotton rounds. Those are like one of my favorite.
I think we just like all the bamboo things.
Just give me all the bamboo. So we hope you love this episode with Andrea. We know that we did. We love her. And enjoy.
This week's episode is brought to you by Cosmetics.
We are so excited for our new sponsor, Cosmetics. If you know me, then you know I love Cosmetics. I've been using them for over a decade, and we're so excited to be partnering with them on the podcast.
They have clean, clinical, and luxurious skincare products.
They do, and I love these products. I use them at home. I retail these to my clients, and I use them in my back bar. I'm going to give you two of my favorite products that I think are great for anyone if you're looking for that like red carpet glow. So what you're going to do, you're going to buy the Pure Enzymes. It's a cranberry enzyme, and then you're going to get the Detox Mask. So you're going to layer Pure Enzymes, let it sit 5 to 10 minutes, then you're going to get Detox Mask and put it on top, remove with a warm washcloth, and ta-da, you have gorgeous glowing skin. I recommend doing this like once a week. This is great to do at home or in the treatment room.
If you're interested in these products or anything else on Cosmetics website, go to cosmetics.com and use code SATC25 for 25% off your order.
Again, you're going to go to cosmetics.com, COSMEDIX, and use code SATC25 for 25% off your order. So we're sitting here with our friend Andrea from Dermaplus. I'm so excited that you're here. You drove all the way from the Bay Area.
Yeah, we honestly are always looking for an excuse to drive up to LA or anywhere hot. So yeah. I jumped at the chance.
I love it. So we're so happy to have you here.
Yay, so happy to be here. So good to meet you guys in person. I said when I walked in, I was like, I feel like I know you both. Right? And I've had like a virtual tour of the place a million times. And then I get here, I'm like, oh, it's even cuter in person. You're even like more beautiful in person. Aww, like,
you're so sweet.
Yeah. And that skin.
Jinx. Folks. You owe me a Perrier.
The skin.
Thank you.
First thing I noticed
when I walked in. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's real, guys.
The filter. Go filter free because the skin is really gorgeous.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. You know, it's like I'm lucky that I never really struggled too much with my skin, even like as a teenager. I mean, I had like one little spell at the dermatologist back in the day. I think we all did when we were like 16.
I feel like it's either in the industry, like estheticians get into the industry because they struggle with their own skin issues, or they just want to help other people and they've not been plagued with any skin issues.
For sure. I mean, for me, it was because of Haley, because Haley was the complete opposite of me. Yeah. We're still.
Yeah, I remember you guys saying that. I look at you now. I'm like, thank God you have Casey for a sister because she's done some good things on you.
Yeah, thank God is right. I mean, I've always struggled. I still do. Casey works her butt off to make my face look the way it does.
Not as much as I used to, but still. It's like I gave you facial yesterday. Yeah. Your skin looks good today.
Thank you.
I mean, you have to record someone. So you're like, you get to be the girl every week.
Right, and I need to look pretty for you. So thanks.
Okay, I like to kind of start from the beginning. I love your story. And we actually have kind of similar stories. Yeah. I remember you telling me that before.
I feel like you're like my LA clone a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm your SF
clone. It's so crazy how I feel like the more I've talked to estheticians, the more we all have like such similar stories. Yeah. Like you and I, we've been in the industry the same amount of time. We're the same age. We both own our own businesses. But like take us all the way back. Like this is Skin in the City. What city are you from?
San Francisco.
Okay, you are. You're Bay Area.
Bay Area native my whole life. Lived by the beach. I grew up in Little Beach Town outside of San Francisco. And I've been in San Francisco for about 10 years now. And been in the industry for 15. So really like
it's a long time.
Kind of side by side with your whole story. I feel like it's almost like repetitive because it's very similar to yours. I actually worked as a makeup artist as like a wee little baby, even like in high school and then freshly out of high school. And the longer I worked in that industry, the more I kind of was like, oh my gosh, okay, like you can be really good at makeup. You can be, you know, have all the skills in the world, but really, I took a big interest on with skin. So I didn't even know what an esthetician was. Like, it wasn't like I had, you know, was in high school. I'm like, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up? I didn't get asked that a lot.
Yeah.
I just kind of like fell into that path of kind of finding what I loved. And it was my stepmom who's like, you should go to esthetician school because she was a cosmetologist. in her younger years. And I was like, what's an esthetician? Which now we get asked that all the time. People think we're bankers or like in finance or something, esthetician. So I learned very quickly what it was, went to a small community college, which, you know, whether it's like a big private beauty school or a small community college, I feel like you can get an incredible education. In fact, like whenever I interview now, I actually look for like the smaller people who went to the smaller like community schools and like that, something more intimate.
I agree.
Didn't have to pay the big bucks, kind of got like, you always use the word scrappy with it.
Yes.
So yeah. So yeah, I went to esthetician school and worked for a spa like right out of school. Was, you know, it was like in the early days of aesthetics, like before social media and the whole bit. Like I would go around in cars and like put little flyers out and like try to meet people at Starbucks and solicit my services. But I was lucky. What I felt very fortunate to get a job at like a medical spa, got great experience, was a guinea pig for all laser services. It was like a win-win and you learn a lot. And my second job is now the one I own, which is crazy.
So cool.
Yeah. So it's like after working at like 3 years at one spa, moved on, you know, it's like, you know, there wasn't as much of the desire back then to like move on, bigger place,
bigger better spa. Like, yeah,
I've always been a creature of habit. I was very comfortable. I was very happy. I had a great clientele. Like there's a lot of glamorization of like going up and up and up and up.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is my home. But I did have a desire to grow and just kind of like change location. So it was still another spa in San Francisco, Dermaplus.
Okay.
Which has actually been in our location for 21 years. Like,
wow.
She's an adult. Like she,
she's grown up. She can drink. She can have that bottle of rosé.
Yeah. Yeah. She's seen some things. And I've owned it for 7. So I worked under the previous owner for 6 years. She was like my mentor, kind of like without me even realizing, groomed me to kind of, and like just saw something in me, and her time had come to move on. She was like, just done.
Was she retiring?
She was moving out of state, and she was, and that it was like her baby. She's like, if it wasn't for you, I would just close the doors.
Wow.
Like I wouldn't sell it. You know, when you grow something from scratch, like I could never imagine selling the business to just like anybody.
Right. Yeah.
Like it'd have to be someone who like was so invested in it and loved it and like breathed it and had so much passion for it. So I had like come back from my honeymoon. She was like, so, yep, I have some news for you. You're buying the business. And I think I like, literally blacked out. Like I was like, my ears started ringing. And I'm just like, oh my God, I'm like, okay. And even then, like, I consider myself a baby. I was, like, 26.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, got my life savings and, like, did it.
Oh, my God.
And the rest is history. So now I owned it for 7 years, and it's grown a lot since then in so many different magical, cool, crazy ways. It was awesome because it's different from your story. Like, you built yours from scratch.
Right.
Like, I kind of acquired this, like, booming, flourishing, really incredible energy of a business.
Yeah.
And just had the opportunity to kind of grow it in different ways. So yeah, that's the story.
That's such I love that story. And can you kind of walk us through like how it was to buy the business? Because that is something that we have different, like, did that feel overwhelming at 26? Did you ever want to own a business? Was that ever like a long-term goal? Or were you kind of like, holy shit, I'm doing this and I'll figure it out?
Yeah. I think every single esthetician that goes to esthetician school or like in the beauty industry is like, I'm going to own my own business. And then you work there for a while and you're like, whew, no. You're like, or you look at your boss and you're like, she got some bags under her eyes. Like, no, I'm good. And I was just like a happy camper. Like I came to work, I left. I had like a great little bustling life outside of work. Like you leave work, you shut it off. You never have to think about it again. And sometimes I even look at my girls now. I'm like, I envy that. Like,
yeah.
I so much love like being in the mode all the time. But you guys know, like you leave and you don't turn off. Like there's no off button.
Yeah.
So yeah, after working just as an employee for a while, I was like, I was happy. I was totally content. Always, of course, like had the desire and, you know, to grow and be better and better myself. But yeah, when she presented me with the opportunity, I was like, okay. And I had thoughts of to say no for a while, but I was like, no, I have to. Like this, I loved it there so much. It was my home. And I mean, you can't pass an opportunity like that up.
Right.
It's like literally a once in a lifetime opportunity to be offered something. So yeah, I mean, the process of purchasing a business is interesting. It's like such a learning experience. You know, you go through a broker and they, you know, estimate the value of the business. And being she was such a friend and a mentor, you know, we really worked on like a nice transaction.
Yes.
But Yeah, it's, and, you know, did easy, like, there was no loan, there was no,
it was, you just like, literally took all your money that you had and put it down, yeah, and said, and just, like,
did private loan through her, and wow. So, yeah, didn't have to, like, go through anyone.
That really is, like, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, because yeah. that, you just don't hear about that often.
I really don't, and I think it's that, that's the value of, like, really building connections within this industry, because if you're just thinking of yourself and how you're going to benefit and value and work at a place for a short time and then leave and take all the clients or whatever, you know, that the good came from the fact that right. I was like committed to yes. that establishment. And what? It's like, that's where the opportunities arose. So you never know where something's just going to hit you and you're going to have an incredible like chance of a lifetime to mm-hmm. do something great. So yeah.
Was there something that helped you decide that you did want to buy the business, because you hadn't thought about it before? So it's like, how did you go from vacationing on your honeymoon to, okay, I'm buying this business?
Yeah.
You know?
I think I just, I'm just like a very gut and intuitive, like, I just knew. I was like, I knew I had to. It's kind of like your two little shoulders. Like, somebody's always going to, like, one shoulder's going to talk you out of something, like, oh, but what, this can happen, and then, like, you're going to lose your independence, and you're not going to have, like, social time. It's like, why, how's that going to talk me out of something right. where you can have an opportunity to have your own business and
yeah.
make it whatever you want.
And change your life
yeah.
in a whole other way.
Yeah, it's easy to talk your, I always say to everyone, like, you can very easily talk yourself into or out of anything, whether it's positive or negative. And so it's like, you know, the little thing on my shoulder that was trying to talk me out of it, I'm like, well, that's all fear-based. Like, anything yeah. that was trying to talk me out of it was out of fear. And sometimes you just have to take the leap. And I just knew, I was like, okay, I'm just going to trust the universe. And it's been, there's a reason that this has been presented to me. And so
yeah.
do it. And I'm also like kind of an impulsive person. Like, any decision I make, I'm like, okay, done. So yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. It's like buying a house or a car. I'm like, okay, done. My mind is set on it. Okay, I've done. I can't go back now. Like, you've already made the decision in your right. head. There's no going back.
Right. And after you've made, right after you've jumped, you can't change your mind when you're falling halfway down. You're, no. oh shit, well, I'll land somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? So I love that.
Like, you were saying, like, the stubborn Taurus. Yeah. Like, if your mind's made up, like, nothing's going to change it, even myself.
Right. And you'll figure it out. And here you are 7 years later, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you're going to say, like, you love every minute of it, right? Do you love it?
I love and cherish, like, it. I mean, it's, like, my soul. And there's definitely times, like, in 7 years, and you it's like a roller coaster. Yeah. There's days where you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm a broken person. And then other days you're like, holy crap, I'm on cloud nine. Yeah. Like, all these crazy things are happening. So it's funny. It's like, you do get to the point and you've had so many like great successes and you've had so many cool milestones. You start to almost like not celebrate the little wins as much. Yeah. And you're like, oh, you know, you've got to take all those times to like really appreciate and value like how far you've come and what you've made it.
I think that's so important, because I'm so guilty of that, and I think a lot of us estheticians are.
Yeah, so you're pumping something out. Your magazine comes out. I'm like, did you go, like, grab cocktails or something? Did you, like, celebrate at all?
I mean, we actually, with the, like, okay, for example, like, for the launch of the magazine,
yeah.
Haley and I went to Mom and Dad's for dinner, yeah. and they, like, surprised us with, like, yeah. a cake and, like, gifts and, like, a celebration, but I am so guilty.
Like other people celebrate you, but, like, yes. are you celebrating you and your wins?
We
like,
need two more, yeah. because, for example, it's, like, the spring issue of the magazine is coming out literally in like a week.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah.
And, but I'm already on to the summer, yeah. which is, it's good for so the business.
Like, by the time these things have manifested that you've yeah. been working and putting so much energy into, you know, other people just see that it's dropped, uh-huh. Uh-huh. but they don't see that you're like, okay, I already processed all of this. I'm on to the next thing already. Yes. Like, you guys are late.
Yeah. Thing, you're so. A month behind.
Yeah. You're like,
I'm like, I'm already sick of looking at this magazine. Can we do something else?
And by the time something launches, you're so, like, even for us, like, when a product launches, yeah. like, we, you know, create something new, we've already exhausted talking about it so much that by the time it launches, I'm like, okay, it's launched, but you don't realize it's new to everyone else. I'm like,
right, you're
maybe
like,
I can
oh,
hype this up a I'm little bit it. More.
Yeah. yeah I mean, you're not over it, but,
no, but you're
not
like,
not as excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard the word launch. I've heard the word product 10,000 times in my head, mm-hmm. but no one else has.
Right. And yeah. it's like, you've scrolled through the pictures and you messed with the product and you played with it. So speaking of product yeah. launch, I wanted to talk to you about your, first off, tell me how you say the name, because I will bot it, because I'm not good with the name. It's
La Glace. I don't know. I just like, sometimes I'm just like, I just want to be French.
I'm into
and
it.
So yeah. I was like, you know, let's make our skin tool French. Yeah, I'm La obsessed. Glace, which means ice.
Yeah.
Cool, cold.
Beautiful.
La Glace skin roller. So, you know, cold rollers. Like,
yes, I do.
Like, nobody's biz.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so just like one of the many ways that the business has morphed and evolved over the years is after so long of like working in the treatment room and working with different like little tools and gadgets, you know, there's so many people who are like, oh, well, what dermaplaner do you recommend? Or what, you know, ice globes do you recommend? And I wouldn't always have like the best recommendation. I'd be like, oh, the twinkle blade. I'm like, I don't really like that. Like, what is out there? So, you know, it's a wild idea. I was like, oh, let's just start creating our own of things. So it kind of started 2 years ago, gradually. My husband kind of came in. He's like the behind the scenes, like communicator guy to like get all the product details and production and in line. And long story short, comes our La Glace roller. So you know how it comes, like product development. It's like so much behind the scenes. But this was one where we're just like, well, let's like go full in and create it completely custom from scratch. Like literally you're going back and forth 10,000 times. Like the handle dimensions, the little cap at the end, the little wires at the edge. You're like, yeah. And all of a sudden, then it comes to life. So, yeah.
So, okay. So for anyone who doesn't know what your tool is, basically, and you should probably explain it rather than me, but it's
an ice roller. It's a bougie ice roller.
But I'm obsessed with it because it's like you got an ice roller and a jade roller and you married them together and it's so chic. I'm like, I wish I had thought of that because I always loved how the rose quartz rollers looked, but I wanted the stainless steel head. Mm-hmm. So that's why for me, I went with a cold roller.
And you that's know? What I literally drew on a piece of paper. Like I was like, okay, I drew like a little picture of a quartz roller and I drew a picture of an ice roller and I just like emailed it over to them. And you know, with like manufacturing, they can either be like, oh yeah, done, or they're like, oh no, you need to send us like an AI file and this and that. And sometimes it's a sketch and they're like, okay, let's like work with you and try to figure out how we can create this.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, you were a huge inspiration, obviously.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, to see how you can really elevate your business from another side and be able to give these offerings to clients or other estheticians, which is what you guys do. It just is awesome. And so this was kind of just like, it's a weird like void in our industry that could be so filled with so much creativity.
So much creativity, so much which creativity. I love.
Yeah. So I was like, well, you know, and we've used all types of ice rollers, yours, so many brands. And I was just like, well, let's like just do something really pretty. I don't know. It was just an idea. Yeah. And idea became a long project, but
it is gorgeous.
Everyone benefits from it.
Yeah, you guys need to check it out. It's super beautiful and chic. I have one in my bathroom. It's so easy to use. I just love the whole concept. So before, obviously, you launched that, which was a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. You already had a full line of skincare products and tools.
Yeah, so we have a whole range of all of our signature skincare line, Dermaplus, which we kind of adopted from years. I mean, it's been part of Dermaplus since the beginning of time, and that's a custom blended line of our own with professional grade ingredients. So we work like with a third party that helps to create like completely customized formulations specifically for us. So they have their FDA approved lab and the whole bit, and then we get all the back bar like big bulk products and are able to custom blend in-house. So we can add, like, if clients want a little bit like more anti-inflammatory, we're like, oh, let's add some vitamin K, or like, oh, and your skin oil, I kind of want more of like a eucalyptus smell. So we can kind of alter the formulations, which is really cool.
That's great.
Which is, as it's grown with like more of the online store side, it's harder to do more customized because we were always brick and mortar. Like our spa has been there forever, but with the growth of online stores, it's harder to do as much customizations.
Yeah.
But that's why we do like our skin consultations and virtual like email consultations to kind of try to find a customized formulation for everyone and customized skin routine. And so, yeah, we've always had our signature skincare line. And then 3 years ago, kind of started to grow the tools. So we have everything related to skin, whether it's reusable cotton rounds or wool dryer balls. And we're like, oh, how does that relate to skin? But like, let's get rid of the dryer sheets, like anything creative that I would apply to my own life. I'm like, well, why don't we make it? Like, I'll be in the shower and be like, huh, we need to make that. Like, I just will look at a wall and I'm like, it's something if it's related to skin or can help or benefit a client or, you know, loved one in some way. I'm like, let's create it. Let's do it.
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, but it's impressive because, I mean, for, you know, Haley and I personally, we know the work that goes into it between, you know, the
It's not just like, oh, let's do it.
It's not like, oh, let's just make this cleanser, put it up there and sell it. And like, you have to have the inventory and there's so many things. Do you have any like couple tips or tricks for someone who's maybe thinking of starting a line or they're thinking of creating a tool? Like,
just start
where
with
do you start?
One thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Start with one thing. Literally, I mean, this is over the course of 3 years, and now we have, I'm like, 12 plus, you know, items that are like the Derm Plus more like signature skin tools and, you know, but start with one. We started with Dermaplaners and that was all we had for a really long time. And then we actually did completely custom little ice globes and just like trial and error. Like that wasn't a product we loved, but it wasn't like we just slapped our label on it. Like they completely created a new mold for us, a size that's never been done. And they're actually a hit. I'm still surprised. My clients love these, but they're very delicate. They're glass.
They're so pretty.
And so, yeah, you go through your trials and errors of like, we would have done that differently, right. This differently. Mm-hmm. That was our first big one. And so for the first big one, that was like completely custom from scratch, back and forth, months in the making. I was like, okay, yeah, now we got a taste of it.
Right.
We know like how to do things differently, packaging differently,
yeah.
You know, communication differently. So yeah, start slow. Just like focus on one product that you really feel would benefit your clients and that you feel like there's a demand for, something maybe you feel like you're recommending to them a lot, and then go from there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
put your energy into one thing.
One thing at a time.
Yeah.
I mean, again, you were, I'm going to say with quotes, like lucky that you know, when you acquired this business, it came with the products as well.
Yeah,
so it was kind of like here.
Huge, yeah, that's a huge thing. And then when people are looking to start their own business, it's like, what line do they bring on? Do they want to do private label? Do they want to do like, you know, formulations out of a lab on their own, which is a huge, you know,
huge
investment price-wise. So yeah, that was very fortunate to be able to like adopt that on and then have the creativity and the energy put into like other creations. So
yeah.
But yeah, definitely, you know, for newer estheticians or those looking to kind of like branch out with something new and different, creative, start small and just put your energy into one thing. It doesn't have to be this whole range all at once. Like,
right.
I mean, you've evolved your cold rollers are like, what did you say? Like 80 countries or something? Like
22 right now.
22 countries.
Are there 80 countries?
I'll take 80 countries.
World?
There is. I think there's like 200 and something countries.
Okay,
yeah, you're good.
Well, we'll manifest that.
I'm down for 80. Eight's my favorite number. We'll just add a zero to that.
Yeah.
So we are in 22 countries. But yeah, but it didn't start like that, right? As you know.
Yeah.
You know,
but you have to put your energy into it. Like
you have to feel it.
You have to just visualize it and then things will happen. So it's like, how can you visualize on something going big if your energy is so scattered amongst so many things?
Ugh, thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
It's so true.
So energy is everything.
Yeah. Starting with one thing. Cause it's like, I need 10 products.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't. You need one. Start with one and then you build on that. Right.
Yeah.
Cause now how many different products are you making for your clients?
Yeah, I don't even know. I guess I should have counted.
You have, I mean,
I
we were stalking your website.
Like,
this, it's like,
it's impressive.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It's like creating like the vibe and the same like color scheme and like the branding. And,
right. There's so many things that go into it that you don't think of, right? Until you're in it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And I would say, and tell me what you think about this. You know, I talk about this a lot that, you know, I think people look at someone like you with the spa and the products and the tools and they go, well, I want all that.
Yeah.
But, you know,
it's not easy.
It's not easy,
yeah.
Number one. And I think you should be inspired by you. Mm-hmm. I'm inspired by you. But do I want to do my own, like, whole line? Hell no.
Yeah.
Because that seems like a lot of work. But I think as estheticians, we get this idea like, well, if I'm going to be successful, I have to do all of these things. And right. I don't think that's necessarily true.
This was never a part of the plan. Like,
right.
I, you know, when I bought the business and you have people be like, oh, well, what's your business plan? Like, what are you going to do? And it's like, that's where the fear came in. It was like, the fear can so much come from other people.
Absolutely.
Right? And, you know, like, wow, how are you going to grow up? What, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't know. And I've owned it for 7 years. It's like the first 3 years, it's like, okay, just figuring it out, like putting my energy into it, you know, creating a team that's so incredible. Like my girls are amazing and, you know, creating like a space and brick and mortar location that you can trust runs itself. And then you can start to take a step back and be able to put your energy into other things too.
Right.
And, you know, some people might look at it as a luxury of a business owner, be like, oh, take a step back and like, you know, be able to.
You should, because you worked your ass off. And guess what? It's like,
it's not a luxury though when you're like, oh,
no, you were working, what, 6 years as an esthetician before you acquired the business, correct? Okay. Yeah. And then from there, you settled in for 3 years before
I feel like I'm not even doing the math right, because I feel like I'm in the industry for 14. So yeah, no, that's right. So that's good.
Yeah. close enough, right?
Close enough. We're good.
A long time.
Yeah.
Right. And then it settled in for 3 years before you even decide to like go to the next thing. So it's like, take your time, be patient, and also, like, don't let what other people, like, business model, like,
business model. And it's like, I liked what you were saying about in your previous podcast last week, is, like, have goals, but I'm not, like, a plan person. I'm a do-what-feels-right person.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, like, and my husband's come in and helped a lot with like the tool side of the business in the past years. It's a dream come true because he always wanted to be a part of the creation and stuff. And he's a very creative person. He's always kind of pushing me, well, let's do this. And I'm like, chill out. Like, I need to like compartmentalize, put my full energy into absorbing and like wrapping my head around an idea. And then the second I'm down to make a decision, I'm like, okay, let's go. Full
right.
force. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
But it has to like, the energy has to be right. The timing has to be right. So you can fully commit to it. So mm-hmm. the same went with like the creation of tools. It's like, okay, you can't force anything. Mm-hmm. Everyone can have a plan. They can write it down. Mm-hmm. They can, okay, in October, we're going to start this. But it doesn't work that way. It's like you could wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, oh my gosh, I have an idea. Let's do it now.
Yeah.
And then it starts, the wheels start turning the next day.
Right.
But some things hit you.
Totally. I mean, yeah. I feel the exact same way. And I think it's like, how do we articulate this to people? Because I think you and I both, we work off our feelings.
Yeah.
But you can't.
You just have to be in tune with yourself.
You do. But it's hard to teach, right? I can't, I want to teach that on this podcast, right? That
I think it's so important in this industry, though, too, is like, I feel like it should be like a segment, or maybe you should make an educational situation, you know?
Yeah, tell me what I need to do next.
It's like, I don't know, okay, it could be called the intuitive esthetician.
Yes.
It's because whether it's working with a client or working as a business owner or a creator, like you have to be in touch with yourself and mm-hmm. be able to listen to yourself and not the outside noises and know like energetically what feels right and what the good move is. So it's like when you're working with clients, you have to be intuitive. You have to be intuitive with skin. There's no one size fits all with skin. There's no one treatment plan. Like you have to be able to read your client and be in tune. And so I feel like a lot of it comes from like self-discovery.
Yeah.
I like to read, you know, and learn. I read a lot of self-help books. Not because I'm like
too.
Broken, but because
yeah,
you always have to work on your mind.
Always. Yeah. Always. If you're not, then what are you doing, yeah. right? If you're like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Then
you're like, yeah. Or just make time for it. Yeah.
Yeah. You? Or, you know, maybe you are good and you finished learning at 25, but I'm not.
Yeah, no, I'm never. You're never done learning. And so I think it's the more in touch with yourself, the more in tune you'll be to hear your own voice and like what your direction and path is.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so
let's... And I don't think that came until, I got older.
I know, either. Me too. Me too.
Well, I don't know. What do I want?
Right. When you're, young in your 20s, you don't always know what you want. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think both you and I, yes, we did start businesses at a very young age, but we'd already both been in the industry.
Like 10 years of figuring it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still figuring it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, I'm still figuring it out. Let's take a quick commercial break and talk about the Skin in the City membership.
This is the last week you have to sign up for $1.99.
You guys, $1.99 for the Skin in the City membership. This is giving you the digital magazine. This is giving you 10% off the entire Glow Skincare website and 50% off our first educational video, the 3-step cleanse and prep.
I mean, that sounds like a really good deal to me.
It really is a good deal. It's not even the price of an entire coffee, you guys. So go to glowskincarela.com, sign up for the Skin in the City membership for $1.99, you guys.
It's basically free.
It's basically free. And I'm very excited to announce that the spring issue of Skin in the City will officially launch on April 14th.
Oh my gosh, it's soon. So make sure you are signed up for the membership at glowskincarela.com. You're going to click on Skin and the City. And make sure you're signed up so you get all the information about our second issue.
Woohoo! Okay, let's go back to the episode. You know, I've talked about intuitive skincare before mm-hmm. and intuitive even business, yeah. just intuition in general. I'm like, I want to give the audience some tangible things. And maybe we go back to okay, you know that I've recently been obsessed with adding things to my morning and evening routine. Yeah. I know we've talked about it through DMs. Mm-hmm. I know you are too. Yeah. Can you share a couple things that you feel help you get in tune with mm-hmm. yourself?
It can be simple. Yeah, it's so funny. I think I'm not actually a very meditative person. I'm actually not good at shutting my mind off because I'm why would I do that? I like to hear my thoughts. And I got some good stuff in there.
We really are very similar.
Yeah, it's so simple. Beach walks. That's my meditation. I really do like to read and, you know, in creating, I don't know. That's why I get my fire.
Yeah.
So if it feels daunting or, you know, if it's a part of business that feels heavy or just doesn't feel right, then it's not right. So if you know, my job, quote, unquote, job, like, fuels my fire. Mm. So that's where I get, like, my excitement. And
right, that's where you get your motivation. Yeah. That's where you're, like...
But I guess that's trailing off, because that's not necessarily self-care. You do have to turn it off. Like, I really... Yeah. And I think, to be honest, like, in the past year, I found a little bit more of a balance. Because that is something you struggle with as a business owner and those mm-hmm. who want to own a spa down the line. Like... Start focusing on balance right now, because it's very hard to shut it off and not be worrying all the time, or, you know, let anxiety get the best of you. And you do. You worry about your team. You worry about your clients. You worry about your, I don't know, Yelp reviews, emails. You wake up in the middle of the night and things are haunting you. So
it's never ending, the things you could worry about.
So you have to have control of your mind. You have to. So, you know, whatever self-care means for you, if that is like having a whole practice in the morning, if that is meditation, if that's reading, if that's simply like grabbing a cocktail with your, you know, significant other and like venting, having somebody to be there for you, I think is really important too. Like having a confidant or mm-hmm. having, you know, someone you can like talk to about.
Yeah, you just need someone to like vent with, bounce ideas off. And for me, at least, I have like different people for different parts of my business and my life, right? It's like I vent to Haley about one thing and Brandon about something else.
And you guys have something special here, is you and Haley. It's like, I think anybody would look at that and be like, well, how do I get that? Like, can somebody give me a sister? And I have two sisters.
A working sister.
Right.
A working sister is nice. I mean, it can be, you know, there's been a lot, it's presented its own challenges throughout the years, personal and professional. Mm-hmm. You know, Haley and I have always been very close. Yep. So we're lucky that we have each other. Yeah. And I feel like for us now in our lives, like things have really kind of like come full circle and like we're having so much fun.
Yeah, we're having so much fun and we're like a real team. Like everyone knows Casey's the boss. No one's wondering that. I'm not wondering that. And I don't want to be the boss.
But like what a magical like collaborate. I mean, that's so hard to find in a business, is to have like teamwork that's so collaborative and like so energetically aligned. And it's like, okay, well, you either have to have the same blood or just be really fortunate in like being able to morph a team
for sure.
Which is hard to come by. You know, with like building a team, it's tricky to find like the right jive. And, but I do feel if the stars align, like, you know, you'll draw it to you to find the right people.
For sure. Okay. So I know before you were saying, you know, you built a team and we're talking, you know, it can be hard. And I feel like a lot of estheticians, like, you know, we go get a job or like, oh, we're going to only be here for a year and then I'm going to go off and do my own thing, which I think that's great. Mm-hmm. But like you and I as spa business owners, we're always looking for those like really hard workers, those dedicated estheticians who, maybe you do want to go off eventually, but you're also dedicated to like giving a great service in my spa. But that doesn't take away from you as an esthetician. How did you find your girls?
That's such a good question. I mean, I do feel like Dermaplus is a very special place. It's very just, it's always attracted like the right people. And it, of course, there's ups and downs. There's always going to be like the squeaky wheel or whatever. But you have to kind of work to create and form and morph. Like, if you're going to be a spa owner or a business owner or a boss, like, a boss is a glamorized word because like
it's not cute.
Yeah. But you have to be so aligned and be able to energetically put, you know, your energy into building a team that you have to mold them. You have to groom them and you have to help them be your vibe, your philosophy. Like we call it the Dermaplus way. Like we're all on the same page. We literally talk the same. We wear the same jewelry. Like we're all just like the same people. And so it happens over time, but it can be like tricky too. So you just have to.
Do you feel like because the energy that you're putting out, you feel like it helped attract the right type of people?
Absolutely. And that I think is the biggest part of like sometimes the struggle of stepping away, you know, as a business owner is like, I like to infuse my energy. Like, I like to be there. I like to, you know, walk in, see my girls, like, know I'm a part of creating this incredible team. And it goes both ways. Like, without them, Dermaplus wouldn't be what it is either. So, I think it's just, it sounds hoo-ha, and I say it a million times, but just about attracting the right people and being picky.
Yes. Yeah. I think the more picky, the better.
And there is a lot of, you know, nowadays, especially with all the new SDs in the world, like, oh, you know, hustle. I want to be my own girl boss, you know, boss goals, this and that. I want to own my own business. Like, put the time in. I think it's just, you know, Yes. I learned I really, going forward, like, I want a seasoned OG esthetician who had to hustle and put flyers on cars and had to, like, gain a clientele at Starbucks. Like, back in the day, we had to work really hard to gain a clientele.
Yes, we did. Right. Yeah. Yes, we did. So, there was no Instagram.
Yeah.
No.
So I think if you're looking to get a job at a spa, like, any business owner is going to look at the fact, like, have you been at a spa for a long term? Like, have you put your time in? And if not, if you're bouncing around, like, that's a red flag. And I don't know, also glamorization to only being solo. Like,
yeah,
I think if a business owner does treat their team well, like, mm-hmm. I think I hope my girls are happy and they are, like, totally content and
yeah,
paid well and clients love them and feel part, like, they're part of our family.
Right. So I love that. And I think let's talk more about that, because there is this over glamorization of, like, girl boss, working for yourself, being the solo esthetician. And then that doesn't take anything away from anyone who is working solo. No. I worked solo for a while and I'm grateful for that opportunity that I had, but it's so great to go in and work for someone like Andrea, who's experienced, she's done the work, she's got the good energy, she's going to help and support your career.
Well, finding a job is just as much as, like, you're interviewing the place you want to work as much as they're interviewing you.
And so many people don't do that.
Yeah, and I feel like there is such a stigma, you know, in the industry of working for someone, because there are so many, like, crappy, shady bosses out there.
There is.
I really do treat them like slave drivers. And I read these forms on Facebook and stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're doing what to you?
I know.
And it's just like, you have to set your own boundaries.
You do.
And, you know, and I think that's why maybe everyone's like, well, I want to go on my own.
Yeah.
Then. And, you know, if you find a place that you can call home and that you're loved and supported and taken care of, like, that can be your home and you can have a very successful career. And then, of course, you never know what opportunities will arise. Like, yeah.
And again, give it a little bit of time. Mm-hmm. If there's, like, red flags, like, I mean, I have some people where their boss is, like, basically abusing them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, get the hell out.
But listen to yourself. Like, you know, that's, again, just being in tune with yourself. It's like, if it's not right, get out.
Yeah, check yourself.
Yeah, check yourself.
Check yourself, right? Yes. Are you unhappy because of you? Are you unhappy because your boss? Mm-hmm. Is this a conversation that you can have?
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like I get so many estheticians reaching out to me like, I hate, you know, where I'm working and I can't leave. I'm like, yes, you can.
Yeah.
You always have the option to leave. Yep. But also make sure you're checking yourself as well and not just putting all the blame on the boss.
Yeah. Right? I feel like the more connected you are in tune with yourself, like, the more you'll be able to listen to, like, okay, I'm unhappy here. And like, I need to follow my happiness and wherever that takes you. If, you know, if that means you're floundering for a little bit. But yeah,
we've all floundered.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's okay. Like, everyone thinks you got to hit the ground running and be successful right off the bat. Like,
no.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to happen.
Yeah. Success is cumulative and success is different for everyone. So, yes, you know, it just depends what, you know, makes you happy. That's success right there. So
exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. Is success like some huge spa for you, or is success like financial freedom and you can take a vacation whenever you want? To me, that's what, you know, for me at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I want freedom.
And I don't, you know, I still don't, even when you ask me to be on the podcast, I'm like, why do you want to talk to me? Like, what am I going
to
say?
You have
so
much
success to me. Like, I still don't even have a stamp on what, like, oh, am I successful? And, you know, I feel...
If you feel successful, then you are.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You're like, what does that mean? Have I gotten to the point where you're successful? But I feel like finally being able to take a little bit, after 7 years of owning a business, 15 in the industry, a little bit of a step back and have, like, a little bit more flexibility with my schedule and... Haha, the word flexibility, because you're still like working around the clock, because you're like, I'm not physically in a space I have to be at.
Yes.
But I will flexibly work at 11 p.m. I'm from my bed. So
that's flexible for you.
Yeah, it
for
is.
For you.
But it's on my time.
It's exactly. Like, it's your choice. It's your choice, which is cool. Okay, so talking about stepping back and having freedom and doing sorts of other things, you just told us some exciting news.
Yeah.
Do you want to share?
Sure. I am pregnant. So, yeah.
Yay!
Like, yeah, I feel like this is I'm like, coming out.
Are you coming out on the podcast?
I'm kind of coming out.
I love it. Yeah. Okay, so congratulations.
Thank
you. We're so excited for you. This is your first.
Yes.
And I have so many questions selfishly because
so
we're
do
the.
I.
Okay.
Right. Like, I don't know.
Someone call us and help us. So you and I are the same age. We're both 33. Yes. We've been married for a long time. We have houses and husbands and all
literally
the things.
Same
right?
Timeline.
So crazy.
So funny.
I'm like, maybe I'm pregnant. I don't know. But.
Oh, with a low baby.
Right. So, you know, I created this idea in my mind a long time ago that once you have a baby, like, you die. And it's not true.
It's so sad.
It's so sad. And I don't know where I got this idea. And I've just been kind of, like, sitting on it recently, mm-hmm. meditating on it. Like, mm-hmm. why am I coming to that? Like, you get pregnant and then you're just dead in your bed till, you know, literally, the kid graduates college.
We are the same people because I, again, making, you know, decisions out of fear.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. I fear my life changing.
Of course.
I and it will love change. My independence. Oh, yeah. And you've got to, like, wrap your head around a lot of things.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
So. Especially as an esthetician, mm-hmm. we're in the treatment room. Mm-hmm. As a business owner, we're busy, yep. right?
Mm-hmm. And I think this is something, as a part of our industry, it's like, okay, yeah, Casey, you can bring that up because
And thank you, by the way.
Yeah, of course. I think it's very hard in our industry. You know, a lot of people are working solo. Like, they don't have maternity leave. They don't,
right.
you know, there's a lot of fear of how are you going to be able to balance this
yeah.
as a business owner? How do you take a step back and be able to, like, and I still don't, again, don't have a plan.
You're figuring
I'll
it out.
I'll wake up one night and be like, okay, here's what we'll do, like, 2 days before the baby's born. But yeah, still wrapping my head around it. I wish I had more answers as far as like how I'm coming to terms with the idea of it. I was never, like, my whole life, oh yes, I'm going to have this, like, you know, family. And,
yeah.
it, you know, it was kind of, my husband and I have been married for, like you said, 7 years
yeah.
and really never knew. People kind of gave up asking. Like, we didn't know if we wanted kids because it just, I love my life.
I know, I get it, me too.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to change. And I know, I think if anything, the last year has taught us is, like, you can evolve, you can change, and you're way more capable of, like, being a chameleon than you think mm-hmm. you are.
It's so true.
Yeah.
And so many, even in crazy things, like, good things can come.
Yeah.
And I mean, a baby is a blessing. I mean, it's amazing.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it will be a balance of, you know, and I don't know, maybe talk to me in 2 years or a year and see what's going on. Like, if I'm able to balance a business and a baby. But I was telling you earlier, somebody had said something to, like, a family member of mine when they found out the news, because they had, you know, just thought, oh, yeah.
They gave up on you having
a baby. Yeah. And then, like, oh, that's really surprising. You know, I thought they were always, like, career people. And I resent that because I'm like, why can't you do both? Like, I'm on a mission to, like, prove that you can.
You absolutely can.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go, okay, let's talk about social media for a second. You mm-hmm. see all these people that, you know, moms mm-hmm. that have kids and, you know, successful careers.
Yeah.
So that's
absolutely.
What I keep reminding myself.
Yeah.
I, you know, I'm
like
not.
Beyonce does it. Well, sure.
Yeah.
A lot of help.
Right. And it's not like we can strap our babies on while we're, like, giving a facial. I mean, maybe mm-hmm. there's probably someone out there doing it, and, like, props to them.
Yeah,
but, you know, you have to have help, or you're going to have to find more balance for yourself, right, in new ways. And you're not going to know, just like business, until you're in that situation. So
right.
until that baby pops out, you know, you don't know.
You can only plan so much.
You can only
it's like
so
another
much.
Branch of creativity. Like, we've always just had the philosophy, like, we'll make it happen. We'll figure
and
it
you
out.
Will.
Like,
you, will.
You might not have a plan, but you will figure it out. Things will align. Things will manifest and, like, you know, present the way. And that's what kind of happened in the last year. Is, like, again, COVID silver lining is I was taking clients 5 days a week along mm-hmm. with my girls. Like, I was in the treatment room
and
every
running
single
business.
Day
yep.
and running business. And then, and we had our online store.
Yeah.
But it wasn't as booming. So the past year, it just, like, blew up because magical and amazing things can happen when you give yourself the space.
Mm-hmm.
Away from clients. I love my clients, but to be able to flourish and, like, put your energy and creativity into other things. Mm-hmm. And so because of that and being able to kind of grow an online store and take a step back from, like, being in the treatment room all the time,
yeah.
something obviously worked very hard. Nobody sees it behind the scenes.
No.
Like, just you try to make it look easy and, like,
I'm washing my face.
Yeah.
So easy.
Like, weeping in the background. But yeah, so that's kind of, I was like, okay, shoot. I feel like we could do this with a child. Like, being able to have a little bit more flexibility with schedule. I'm not footloose and fancy free by all means, but it's just, like, a little bit more, you're not committed to being in the treatment room or whatnot. And for those who are in the treatment room all the time and looking to grow a family, I don't know.
Right. We'll figure it out.
Figure
keep us updated.
Out. Yeah.
We're going to figure it out.
We will.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if you're saying you can do it, then you can.
Yeah.
If you're saying
you will figure out
how to do it, then you can.
Exactly. Talk yourself into or out of anything.
And that's so true. With
and
a baby and with a derma roller, you know, within everything.
Again, you have to be fully committed to whatever you're committing to.
Yes.
So if you are fully, like, I was like, oh, no, I don't know about a kid for a while. And then the second I was like, okay, let's go. Let's do it. And I was fully wrapped my head around the idea of, like, being able to bring your life to this world. I'm like, okay, that energy is going to go into figuring a way to make it happen.
Exactly. It always does.
And a path will open up for you.
It will.
Yeah.
It will.
But it will.
Yeah. It'll open up just like every other path has opened up for you. You're like, I'm not sure how I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
But I think if you have the mindset that you're willing to figure it out, mm-hmm. you'll figure it out. Yeah. But if you have the mindset that you're going to fuck it up and crash and burn, then you're going to fuck it up and crash and burn.
But it does take hard work. Yeah.
Major hard work. And a baby is a big responsibility. Mm-hmm. And then that means you're not going out every Saturday night for cocktails mm-hmm. with your girlfriends, you know, and like you can't just like pack a bag and like leave for the weekend, right? Mm-hmm. There's a little bit more planning. But I don't know about you, but I told Brandon, I was like, okay, we're going to do this soon. We're going to start trying. And, you know, when we do have kids, like, you need to shake on this, like, that, yes, our lives will change, but we will still always make time to do all the things that we've always loved. Like, we will continue to travel and we bring the kids with us.
Seriously,
and, you know, because it's like, I'm not changing who I am, you know, and I don't, you know, I just want to bring this new person into the world and help. Mold them to their own person.
Well, like I said earlier, I was like, I think I just want to be French because it's like the only book I'm reading is like the French, it's called like Bringing Up Bébé. And it's the French philosophy of like parenting.
Okay, wait, tell me.
It's just, you know, Americans are very like, we have to have a plan. And in all aspects of life, we have to have a plan. We have to have, you know, everything so rigid and with parenting too. And the French way is just like, oh, just go with the flow. You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And so it's a really, and the child has to morph to your life. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't need to be, we need to center ourselves around this child and alter everything in our lives. They need to adapt to our lives.
Right.
And so I'm really going to try to stick with that.
I love that.
Good luck.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll, how it goes.
We'll see. People are probably laughing at me like,
no, I think it's so great. I think that's amazing, right? Instead of like 5 million baby gates all over the house, like I'm going to figure out my own way, you know? It's like,
I mean, of course, there's some sacrifice just like in business.
Of course.
You have to make some sacrifice. Same thing with growing your family.
Right.
You know, growing your family. And the thing,
we know a lot about sacrifice. So, you know.
Exactly. And the cool thing about being an esthetician is we do have so much flexibility, mm-hmm. right? We can work those nights and weekends. So maybe like your husband's at home with the baby and you can go in or I mean, not you, but you know, just there's so many options, right? Mm-hmm. As estheticians, we don't always work a 9-to-5. So to me, that's actually a benefit when you're trying to grow a family, right? Yeah. Rather than just like this 9-to-5 and you're just like stuck doing that.
It's not rigid.
I mean, ideas hit me in the middle of the night. Like, it's just so crazy. Sometimes I'm like, you know, well, an esthetician, if they wanted to continue in the treatment room, they could like have a separate room that's like a little or like a separate little pod or suite that's a nursery.
Yes.
And, you know, their clients that come in that have babies that can't normally come during nap time or whatever, they can like have a little daycare situation. Their own child can be in there too.
Yeah.
And their clients can come that have babies. And there's so many creative ways that if you just really think out of the box, like you can make things happen.
Absolutely. Right. Instead of thinking you're stuck inside of the box.
Like, oh, yeah, let's create a nursery. I'm like,
why not? Why not? There was a spot out here in Studio City. I think it's closed now, unfortunately, because of COVID.
Yeah.
But they had a nursery. And I just thought it was,
genius.
You know, they were marketing towards moms.
Yep.
Genius. Mm-hmm. Rich moms in Studio City.
Yeah.
So genius. And they had the cute little nursery and the mom could go get pampered and, you know, the
babies
could.
Have a vision.
Yeah.
I just love
anything.
It. So, right.
Yeah.
Think outside the box. Get creative.
Think outside the box. Have a vision.
Yes.
Have a, you know, a loose goal that you can just work towards.
Love a loose goal.
Yeah, flexible,
a loose goal.
Flexible.
Rigid goals don't work. Really, well, they could, but.
Well, they don't. They're not necessary.
Rigid agendas. Yeah.
Don't force it.
Yeah. No 5-year plan.
Enough with the. Yes. No 5-year plan. Enough with the rigidness.
Yeah. Yeah. We just have to be fluid. Like, yeah.
So. Okay. So a couple last minute questions for you. I know we were talking. Let's go back about your line. Can you give us like one or two of like your favorite product, like skincare products? Because everyone listening is a skincare junkie.
Yep.
I know they always want to try new things. Like, what would you recommend for them to like, what are your favorites or like, where should they start?
It's so hard because like, I'm such a Dermaplus diehard. Like, I believe in our brand so much because we've had the same skincare line. Obviously, it's evolved or gotten better, you know, more potent, and things have changed within the ingredient deck over the course of like, you know, 10 plus years. But we've seen it transform so many clients' skin because of the combined professional great ingredients plus plant-based. So it's hard picking one that I love so much, but I'm just such a like old school way of thinking of skin is like, all skin needs exfoliation and hydration.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what the skin condition, like whether you have acne or inflammation or rosacea or melasma, like you need anti-inflammatory, you need cooling, you need hydrating, you need to like love your skin or give your skin love. So I'd say one of my standout favorites is Bamboo Enzyme Scrub.
Okay.
Yeah. And I actually brought you guys some too.
I was like, I can't wait to try it. It just sounds nice.
It really is, because it's combined with like pineapple enzymes. So it actually helps to digest and soften dead skin cells. So you leave it like a mask and then you add water and you buff it off with pulverized bamboo beads. So they're really soft, not granular, not sharp or abrasive. And I think no matter what skin type you have, it needs exfoliation, whether you're dry, whether you have acne, whether you have congestion, like everyone's going to benefit. And so many people are scared of scrubs, so it's hard to find a really good one. So this is why it's such a standout product. Right. And then I'd say like our hydrating toner, because I feel like toners are such a neglected part of every routine.
They are.
Every person that we get on a toner, like, your pH is imbalanced. That's why your skin is freaking out. Like, it just is the one product that the second they add it, they're like, oh my gosh, that totally transformed my skin. Right. So I was like, the mincing link is a bit of hydration and balancing your pH. So
love.
I'd say those are my faves. But we have a number of.
You have a products. Ton.
Yeah.
But I love those tips because I feel like, you know, I think even as estheticians, we can get like lost in the shuffle of like all the things and the new ingredients and, you know. And
it's simplified. Like skincare does not have to be complicated.
It doesn't.
And I think that's also something when you've been in the industry for a long time, like we started with like kind of the European facial. We, you know, massage. And so there's so much value in just like exfoliation, hydration, good massage. And it doesn't have to be like this crazy new ingredient. And some of the things, like the trends that come, and you're like, niacinamide, like, we've been using that. This is old news.
Right.
Like, so it's like, you know, being in the industry for a while, you can either get in a rut or you can value like what truly works and just stick with those core values.
For sure.
Add new fun things along the way.
Yeah.
But, gotta try new fun things.
Yeah,
but stick to the core values. Exfoliation and hydration.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be complicated. Just easy peasy.
It really doesn't.
Just keep your skin healthy.
For reals.
That's it. Drink water.
Drink some water. Eat some vegetables and some fruits and go from there, right? Yeah,
make sure you're sleeping. That's like the biggest missing link for so many people.
My God, your diet.
Yeah.
If you're eating McDonald's and you're eating a bunch of processed shit.
Like 5 glasses of wine at night.
Oh, yeah.
That
could be self-care.
And then you won. Is it? Maybe like 2 glasses of wine is self-care. You know, 5 is pushing it. And I can just say that. Yeah. I can say that because I've pushed it. Okay.
We've all been there.
We all have been there. Okay. Yeah. Tell everyone where they can find you, your Instagram, your website, all that good stuff. And I do want to let people know that you do offer wholesale on some of your products.
Yeah. On our skin tools and like, you know, our tool range, our product line, because it is custom blended and it's a lot of work goes into the formulation of it. So it's hard to like pump it out in mass quantities. Right. It's small and boutique-y. So we keep that exclusively through our online store. So if you want to shop that, that's dermaplusskin.com. And then we're at DermaPlus, simple, on Instagram.
Perfect.
But yes, for our tools and our range of like skincare fun thingies, like the wool dryer balls, dermaplaners, ice globes, the whole bit, we do wholesale that. And we're just kind of tipping our little tippy toe into that world.
I love that.
Yeah,
just congratulations.
Kind of trying it out.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's fun.
So
we can talk off the mic if you need any suggestions.
Yes.
I also want to shout out your reusable bamboo pads, because I'm using them to tone with.
Yes.
Cool. And I love them.
I brought you some too, Haley.
Oh, good. Casey was telling me about them the other day. I was like, oh, I need that.
They're so great. They're easy to use. We're saving the environment, which I'm obsessed with. And someone was DMing me the other day saying, do you use those in the treatment room? And I said, I don't, but I'm going to now.
Yeah, why not? I mean, just have a huge backstock of them. And it's like, we do laundry all the time anyways.
And they're so little. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a little bit rounder than like a regular cotton round, which I like.
And it is better for the skin, because even in like the disposable cotton rounds, there is like things like bleach and certain chemicals that could be, you know, it's a very minor thing. But
still,
every step we can do to better our clients' experience and...
So, guys, get those. I highly recommend them. I've been using them at home, and now I'm going to add them to the treatment room. I just think they're such like a simple but easy way to, you know, treat your skin a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And you're also hopefully saving the environment, because you're not creating as much trash, because we create a lot of trash, especially as estheticians.
Yeah, it just makes your experience a little bit more fun at home, too.
It does.
So when it comes to like self-care, and I guess that would be my biggest thing, is like taking time and making your routine like a fun experience.
Right.
So
make it make it relaxing. Yeah. Thank you so much for being here. This was so fun. You guys make sure you go check her out.
Yeah.
buy her tools, especially the, I'm going to mess up the lane.
La glace.
I love it. She's so say it better than me. All right. Hey,
thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, you guys, I hope you enjoyed this awesome conversation that we had with Andrea. She's such a doll.
I love the conversation. I think she gave you so much value. I learned a lot. You learned a lot.
We always learn a lot, which is so cool. Like, I, you know, I always say, like, selfishly, like, I'm doing this just for my own, you know, learning. And we love to pass it off to you. So make sure you're following her on Instagram at DermaPlus. And you go buy her stuff and use her code DermaPlus 15 for 15% off. I was going to have Haley say it and she forgot what it was.
Called out.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.